Well, we'll get to the FBI raid in just a second. Hey, the good news is normal weather this weekend. It's supposed to be beautiful, like 80 degrees, nice and sunny. Boy, the last weekend, that was horrible. 106 degrees, real field temperature. I mean, you couldn't even sit outside. It was just brutal. So a normal weekend this weekend, everything will be good. Joe Biden and his administration and his spokesman and everybody, Biden himself, bragging about we can now report in July 0% inflation. It wasn't 0% inflation. It was still 8.5% or whatever it was. Not zero. What that means, it was flat. You have the worst inflation in the world. It's ridiculously high. And for 1 month, it didn't move. That means it's flat. It's still bad. So if you got the worst grades in the world and your parents are screaming at you, and the next time you said, good news, 0% drop. Yeah, but it didn't go up. I mean, it's flat. It's at the worst ever, and it was flat for the month. So that's not a good sign. These people, Joe Bartlett, how do we get such idiots running things?
This is government trickery, because he was quoting the consumer price index. That, for month over month, was zero, because something went up, something went down. But it doesn't include food and energy, and I defy anybody to try and live without food and energy.
Yeah, those are your two main expenses. Now, you say, well, how come it doesn't do food? Well, you remember back in the Jimmy Carter days, you'd read it was 23% inflation, 19% inflation. You know how they solved that? They changed the way they count the number.
That's like recession is no longer two down quarters of GDP.
Yeah, but in the old days, everything was, all the prices, that's what made inflation. But they were getting bad numbers, 20% inflation, double-digit inflation. So they said, you know what, from now on, we won't count food, we won't count energy, we won't count gas. And that's why when you see it now, oh, it's 8%, 9%. But when you see this Biden 8 or 9%, it's worse than the Jimmy Carter numbers, because they removed energy, food, oil, everything, gas from the numbers. This is how they solve problems. These morons, the biggest idiots in the world. Hey, and that's why if you're concerned about climate change, don't let them do a damn thing. These are the stupidest people on earth. If you got the greatest brilliant scientists, even they couldn't quite figure out exactly what. You think these morons are going to figure this out? Again, I point you to 2007 when they passed the Climate Act of 2007 that was going to solve the problem. Going to stop greenhouse gases, going to stop it. Go back and read the 2007 bill they passed. Didn't do a damn thing. This one won't either. These idiots will never solve any of this. So what is the point of an FBI raid? You know when they raid a drug dealer or you see like a local FBI raid, the director is on TV the next day with six people behind him explaining exactly what it was, why they did it, and then if you want to ask these guys questions, each one comes forward. And this is normal standard procedure. This is the biggest FBI raid in the history of the world because it's an ex-president. We've never seen anything like this, and the FBI director refuses to comment, refuses to say anything. That silence is deafening. Joe Bartlett, how many times have you interviewed FBI people after a raid where they tell you what happened? This is why
they usually have a news conference, don't they?
That's the whole idea. You're right. The next hour, there's a news conference to talk about what they did and answer questions. Ray refuses to discuss it. And when you watch this guy on TV, you'll see the clip. Whenever he's asked, I can't comment on an ongoing case. What? When did this start? You're right. Every time there's a raid, they have a news conference 1 second later. They're always commenting on it. That's all they do is comment on cases. That's why they have a whole department to comment on the cases. They got a spokesman, an assistant spokesman, a press secretary. That's to comment on the cases. So this silence from Ray tells you how corrupt and dirty this whole thing is. It's unbelievable. Ridiculous. You remember when it was Comey held that famous press conference. We went into detail about what Hillary had on her laptop. You can comment all you want on anything you want. Yeah, this is corruption. Nobody was dirtier than Comey But give Ray credit. He's a very close second on this. Now, there's a crazy left-wing woke website called Mediaite. This is a far-left, very biased website. Media Matters is one. Mediaite is the other. A real left-wing, biased, Trump-hating site. So they got a big headline here. Paranoia. Trump convinced he's being wiretapped. And they make it sound like he's a nut for even thinking the FBI would wiretap him. But I don't see it anywhere in the story. They don't seem to mention that he's already been the victim of FBI wiretapping. Remember, in 2016, he claimed they were wiretapping, they were doing surveillance in Trump Tower. Remember, he claimed oh, that yeah. in the same website, same everything. How crazy, paranoid, what a nut. Well, it turns out it was all true. And not only were they wiretapping, doing surveillance on everything in Trump Tower, but they lied on the FISA warrant to get permission to do it. So I don't know how you can call him paranoid. If it's the last time he said it, it was true. And Mediaite, the last time you said it wasn't true, you were wrong. So I don't know how you can go after him. You remember when they got caught and it turned out the FBI was wiretapping him? You remember all these left-wing publications wrote big articles about how he's wrong. It's not wiretapping because there's no wires anymore. It's all right, digital. Yeah. There's no such thing as wiretapping. It's done digitally. And he said they came into Trump Tower and did wiretapping. You know, he always talks in that old-fashioned way. But they said he got it wrong, 100%. Fact-checkers declared it totally wrong. They never entered the building. It's because nowadays you can do it digitally. You remember on every Sopranos or, you know, mobster movie, when the guy's suspicious, he goes, well, I got to pat you down. And they slaps his hand all over the guy's body looking for a wire.
Right.
Yeah, there's no such thing anymore. There's no wires. You remember in the movie where the guy would take off his shirt and he had wires down taped to his back mm-hmm. and a backpack hidden in his... There's none of that anymore. The device is sometimes put in a shirt button. So one of the buttons on the shirt has the microphone, the transmitter, everything in it. Or they'll put it in a pen that's in his pocket. Or they can put it in his eyeglasses. I mean, it's nothing you can find or pat down or see anymore. In fact, who was that guy? It was about 5 years ago that was so dumb. Some local political guy in New York who was doing something with bribery. And when he met with the guy, he said, I got to pat you down. And you can hear him patting the guy down looking for a wire. And I don't know if that was the name, but he patted the guy down. And it turned out he was bugged, but it was a shirt button. But they used that to convict him of a whole other crime because they said you knew you were doing something illegal by patting him down. And he got himself like an extra 5 years as a result of that. So this whole thing is insane. What does this mean? Why an FBI raid? And why do it now? The problem for that, you know, with that is Biden supposedly had a good couple of weeks killing Ayman al-Zawahiri. Remember all these articles? Sure. Biden's big comeback. Biden's had a great week. So why would you wipe that off the news with this? The reason for this right now, and there was no reason, there was no hurry to get these boxes. There was no worry about them being touched or destroyed because Mar-a-Lago was closed and everybody was gone. Trump was thousands of miles away. And the archives people had been to Mar-a-Lago multiple times and always had access to these boxes. The last time they came was in June. They were invited in to see everything, look through everything, do whatever they want. At one point in June, Trump came down while they were there. He wasn't supposed to be there, but he just came down and said, you guys got everything you need? Is there anything I can do? Do you need anything else? And they said no. So there was no reason for the raid. The best guess is, you know, they've realized January 6th, those hearings didn't work. It didn't take. Every Trump hater and everybody in the swamp watched them all day and night. They TiVo'd him and watched him over and over. They just watched him repeatedly. They watched the clips. They watched MSNBC. They didn't realize 98% of America didn't watch, didn't pay any attention to this nonsense. And the few that did watch, normal people, I'm not talking about the Trump haters, noticed that whatever the stories they came up with turned out to be totally fake. Remember they had a whole fake story about Trump leaped into the front seat of the presidential car and tried to choke the driver and... as the Secret Service pointed out, there's no way on earth he could even get access to that compartment where the driver is. And everybody in the car put out statements saying this never happened. Nothing like this ever happened. And the committee refused to read those statements, refused to allow those people to testify. People noticed all that. So The January 6th hearings fizzled, didn't take. That's why they're doing this. So they've tried everything. They've tried a Mueller investigation. They tried a Comey investigation. They tried a Steele dossier. They tried a New York district attorney went after him. Everybody's gone after him. This is like the third time the FBI has come after him. Letitia James is trying to make a case that isn't even actually physically possible. And even that's a civil case, so she knows it. It won't go anywhere. So what do you think is next? What? How far do you think they'd go?
Oh, there can be no next. I mean, what could be next?
Well, some people think they'll assassinate him if they can't do anything else. You know what? They'd be better off just shooting themselves because they can't seem to live with this. They can't seem to go on living with this guy in the same world. It's just, I don't know, what the hell did he do to get under their skin?
He just won. He just won. That's it. He beat Hillary. That shouldn't have happened.
Yeah. But, you know, I was going to say Obama beat Hillary, took the nomination away from her, but, you know, he's a woke Democrat. So I don't know how far this will go, how far this will drag on. But would you agree that Donald Trump, now watch this, is the greatest superhero in history? You remember Superman, Spider-Man, you could drop a brick on him, you could throw a safe on their head, you could shoot bullets at their chest, everything bounces off. You got to admit, this guy's beating them at that. Everything they've done to him does not stick. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Nothing has stuck, no. No, I'll give him that. He's a better man to put up with all of this stuff, and even... You know, I would have just said that's it. You know, I'm out of here. I'm not going to get involved in any of this crap anymore. But he plods ahead.
You got to give this guy credit. Do you ever have a problem? Something happened. You got a little problem that's come up, and you can't sleep at night, and you're trying to go to sleep, and you lie awake thinking about it. Look at this guy. He, with all that happened yesterday, as soon as his head hit the pillow, he's fine. He loves this stuff. He loves trouble. I've seen it not just with him, but a lot of guys like. A lot of billionaires, a lot of those guys, they love trouble. It's another chance to win, another chance to prove themselves. They hate calm. They hate peace. That's how they got to be, guys like them. So, hey, there's a new poll out. This is pretty serious stuff. 59% of America now concerned about Biden's mental health.
Oh, geez.
59%.
What's the matter with the rest of the people? They may have mental issues.
Well, they may not be following all this. If you, you know, go check my webpage every day, you've seen these videos. And I think a lot of people, the one, it's up on the webpage if you look at it. But you know, the one where he's trying to put his jacket on and he can't figure out how a jacket works.
That's bad.
He can't figure out that there's an armhole and a sleeve. And I'm not kidding. Go look at the video. Cannot figure out how to get it on. Just can't figure out how to can't. Get it done, and his wife has to come over and help him. And then there's the other video where they're at a speaking thing. Schumer is making an announcement, and then he's done, and Joe Biden shakes hands with Schumer. Schumer turns away for 1 second and then comes back, and Joe Biden tries to shake hands again. Doesn't remember they shook hands. You'll admit that if you saw that, you would think, we got to put this guy in a home, wouldn't you?
That is worse than any video you have seen up until now. Standing there trying to shake hands with a guy you just shook hands with. How stupid do you look holding your hand out there and you just shook hands with a guy?
It's up on the webpage if you don't believe me. You can go look at it right now. He shakes hands with him. Schumer turns away 1 second. Then when he comes back, Biden tries to shake his hand, and Schumer doesn't, obviously, just shook hands with him. And look at Biden's face. He looks hurt. He's well, upset. Wait a minute. Why won't he shake my hand? What the hell's going on? Look how upset Biden looks. If that were your father or your uncle or your grandfather, you'd say to somebody, I think we'd have to put him in a
take away the keys of the car for sure.
Yeah. Biden is like that joke about that. Remember that old joke? The guy goes to the psychiatrist. I can't remember anything. I can't remember what happened a week ago. I can't even remember what happened an hour ago. And the psychiatrist says, well, how long you had this problem? He goes, what problem? That's Joe Biden. That's this guy. And we were talking about this before, the standards of Democrats and these woke left-wing nuts. They have no standards, no respect for you, no respect for anything. The fact that they would put in this feeble invalid. I mean, I could understand if you had to get just anybody. Let's just get a stooge and put him in. But pick somebody that's breathing, somebody that can walk around and to leave this guy in there. You know, the thing is, whenever you're president, you got to pick a vice president that's worse than you, They call that impeachment insurance. So nobody will impeach you because they don't want the vice president to be worse. Give Biden credit. How the hell did he find somebody worse than him? He did it. A giggling drunk is his impeachment insurance. So well, let's just hope in November. And I think most Americans looking at this raid, that was the biggest mistake, biggest tactical error Democrats made. Most normal Americans, even the ones who can't stand Trump, they don't like him, they're saying to themselves now, you know what, enough is enough. This is getting crazy. We got to have checks and balances. And if Biden's going to stay or Democrats are going to stay in the White House, let's have a Republican Congress. Hopefully we do that in New York, too. Fill the city council with Republicans. Get rid of this congestion pricing, this talk of getting rid of everything. You know, no more cars, just bike lanes. It's all ridiculous. Can you imagine that? Let's take away half the lanes in all the streets. And now we're trying to figure out why there's congestion. anyway, we'll take some calls in a minute. 800-321-0710 is the number. Check out the webpage. If you don't believe me, watch these two Biden videos, one where he can't figure out how to put his jacket on, and watch the one where he shakes Schumer's hand, and 1 second later, he can't remember he did it and tries to shake hands with him again. It's frightening. Also, take a look at this Letitia James video. This is her through the years saying on the record that she hates Donald Trump so much that she's out to get him, that she has a personal vendetta against him. And think about how she didn't recuse herself from this case. That's totally unethical. And she's the attorney general. Take a look at the video. And we'll also watch this one. Here's the ultimate hypocrisy. Watch this video on how Mexico deals with illegal aliens. Watch what happens when you cross Mexico's southern border and what they do to you. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.